This is Phoenix FM.
Right, as I said, it's just coming up to 11:30. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a very lovely lady. Absolutely stunning. I must just tell you, stunning figure I've ever seen on anyone. I just asked her if she worked out and she said no, which kind of made me feel a bit better. But it's Meryl Spinks, and you're here to talk about your book, which is called Never My Love. But before we talk about it, you're from Ilford, so you're just up the road from where I
Yes, I'm from
up.
Ilford. Yes,
and have you lived there all your life?
Well, I lived there up with my family up until mid-20s, then I got married and moved out this way.
Now, it's just tell me, because somebody said to me a little while ago, I was saying, well, I'm from Essex, and they said, no, you're not from Essex, you're Seven Kings, that's London. I said, oh, no, when I was growing up, it was Essex. I said, so is it Greater London or is it Essex? Do you
Ilford
know?
Is now, and actually in my book I have said that I was living in Ilford when it was in Essex, but when it became Greater London, I think in the 70s, it stopped being in Essex and now Greater London.
I didn't know that.
I know, my sister didn't either.
So I'm a London girl, really, then, than Essex.
Yes, yeah, that's right. You couldn't say that now.
I'm feeling good. Now, you've got this book. This is your first book. Before we talk about it, when did you first get the bug for writing? Is it something you did from as a small child?
Well, funnily enough, I wasn't that great at school at writing. Since I left, I have done a lot of amateur dramatics and have written plays and poetry, but I suddenly decided to write a novel. Well, this is my first novel.
When you actually sit down to write a book, because I know they say everyone's got a book inside them, how do you have to sort of write out a very brief of the book and then you fill it out? How do you go about writing? Because sometimes, you know, when you sit down and think, oh, I've got a great idea, and you do about two pages and the story's finished. So how do you pace a book?
Like you say, I quite agree that people do have a book inside them. This is my one, I think. And I had it all in my head for years and suddenly decided to write it down and did a few chapters. And then for some unknown reason, it just started to flow. The first few chapters were very hard to put down, and then suddenly everything came into place, and I was very pleased with the result. It's like it wasn't me. Now that I have written it, it doesn't feel like my book. It felt like I've just written for somebody else.
When you're sitting there and you're sort of in the dark or however you write, and you say, don't disturb me, I'm going upstairs for 10 hours, I'm writing, do you actually think, I can't stop because I've got so much, if I might forget it, or do you have to make notes?
I have to make notes. Yes, you do have to. You know, I'll be asleep and have to put the light on and write a few things down, even if it's just the odd word that will trigger something off, because I know, yes, I will definitely forget if I don't write it down.
And how difficult is it? Because this is your first book, and we will talk about it in a second. Is it to get something published?
Very difficult, certainly if you're a first-time writer. This is a vanity press. I paid for this to be published, not necessarily because I wanted it out there for everyone to read. I wanted to prove I could do it, and it was something for my children to have, and possibly their children to know that I could actually do something. So it was a labour of love more than anything else. And then, of course, it was published, and I've had such a good feedback on it that I'm here to publish it and send it out to people, because I think people should read it.
And do you have a second book? Have you got the ideas?
I have ideas in mind, but I don't want to go through the traumas of it all until I know this one is out there for definite. Yeah.
Now we're going to so we talk about the book, and it's called Never My Love.
Yes.
It's $8.99 and it's a fiction romance. So give us an idea, without giving too much away, what the book's actually about.
Well, it's about essentially a love story of people who meet in their teenage years, go their separate ways, and come back, and it's whether that love lasts or not. And in between that, you get the two characters. Laura has her story, Daniel has his story, and then it's how they went their own ways and then came back together again. And it's essentially people's lives. I think anybody who reads it will find lots of things familiar to them. It's about friendship. It's you know, tragedy as well as laughter, hopefully. There's some funny bits in the book. So, yeah, it's just about life.
And do you think it might be something you could put into a play? I know you said you've written plays. Is it something you got an idea for?
Funnily enough, I know someone who said they'd like to put it as a film.
Yeah.
And which would be lovely, but I think it would be very difficult with the time span and... and also getting the lead man, who is a bit like a Darcy character.
Yeah.
And it took a long time for them to find Colin Firth for that part, so I don't know.
Colin, if you're listening.
Yes, yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he might be. If it's 20 years' time, he'd be in his sort of 40s. I think Colin Firth just might be out of it just slightly.
Yeah, just
now,
out of the range.
Unless
we
put some extra makeup on his face, he might be all right.
Yeah.
So is this a story that has happened to you, or is it something that's happened to friends? Or
no, and I do get, when friends read it, they do come back and say, oh, I can just imagine you saying that and just imagine you doing that, but it isn't about me. Well, I suppose all the characters are about me. Every character I feel for, and I think when you're writing a book, you have to put yourself into each character. There has to be a reason for everybody doing something, and therefore you have to know why they're doing that.
Now, where can people get hold of the book at the moment?
It's online at Amazon and Waterstones. If you go into any bookshop, they'll be able to order it for you, and I'm hoping my publishers say that a Kindle will be coming out soon.
Excellent. Do you know what I do like? As I always say to the writers that come in, I've got a Kindle, which I've literally got square eyes because I use it all the time. I can't stop touching the thing. But when I'm in the bath, and I love my bath, I have to have a proper book. Number one, because I wouldn't take the Kindle in there because it's too risky.
That's true.
But there's nothing like getting a brand new book and you're like... And, then you just open it, and then it's been. Do you know what? I don't want anyone else to read it. I like nice fresh books.
Yes.
You just start reading, and it's always great. That's what I love in the bath, and then I can be in there for about an hour, and you just sort of go all right, and just get through the book. But this sounds absolutely fantastic. It's Never My Love, as you said. You can get it from Waterstone. Do you say Waterstone? Amazon?
Yes.
All the good bookshops.
Yes. Yeah. If you go in there and order it from them, they'll definitely order it for you.
Excellent. You do have a Facebook page as well.
I do.
Which I will put up on the website, and I'll put up the details for that as well. Not on Twitter yet, but you might be.
Well, yeah, we'll sort out. Just for you.
Thank you very much. So it's Laura and Daniel are the two lead roles in it. It's one of those things that, funny enough, I knew somebody from when I was 5 years old from school, and we used to hang around together, and I couldn't remember his name until I went onto Facebook. And then he contacted me and we started talking. I went, oh my God, you're the boy that I used to hang around with. Yes, it's me.
Yes.
And, and they had a completely separate life to mine.
Yes.
And now we're friends.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
Very strange. It
and
is.
Actually, this book is before all that. And throughout the theme throughout the book is how in the 70s, we never kept in touch with anybody. There wasn't that means. And, of course, now it's all changed.
Yeah.
And it's sort of how that has changed in life.
Yeah. That's why you've got so many people that are getting divorced.
Yes.
Because they've been onto Facebook and looked up their first loves and all sorts of things. It is a little bit too easy to contact people. Sometimes it's quite scary.
Yes.
But as you said, back in the 70s, you say, this is my address. And you'd be like, they've moved. I've got no idea where they are.
Exactly.
That's exactly
what the book is about.
We're going to be able to tell it. Well, we won't ask about the ending because, fingers crossed, it's a happy ending. I like happy endings. But we won't tell you what the ending is, but you'll have to buy the book to find out.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for coming. I'm glad you found it.
Yeah.
Because I think I put down the wrong directions, so I'll be getting a spank from the chief executive for Phoenix FM. Best luck with the book. As I said, it's called Never My Love by Meryl Spinks. And if you have a look on Amazon, if you go to Waterstones, well, you should be able to get yourself a copy, $8.99.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Right, 11:40, we'll have some travel after this.